Welcome to day four of our Holy Week reflections. Today's reflection is entitled, Take Up Your Cross, The Followers of God. As we have done in other days, let's just take a moment just to center ourselves. Just focus on your breathing. Let's just be present as we spend a few moments contemplating these words and what they mean for us. We start with the words of a famous hymn. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. The reading today is taken from Matthew 16, verses 24 to 26. Then Jesus told his disciples, if any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life? Jesus never hid from his followers what his ministry was leading towards. He regularly spoke of his coming suffering and cross. For their part, his disciples never stopped struggling to accept and make sense of what he was saying. On one occasion, as he told them yet again, Peter felt he had heard enough. Suffering, rejection, defeat, and being killed are not what should happen to real messiahs, is it? Nothing in the faith they had grown up with prepared them for this either. He takes Jesus to one side and bluntly rebukes him and tells him he is wrong. This is startling language. Elsewhere, it is a word used of Jesus casting out evil. But Peter's response to Jesus may owe more to fear than presumption. For if what Jesus is saying is true, then they, his disciples, could be in danger too. Peter expresses what they are all thinking. Jesus is looking at them all as he interrupts Peter and sharply rebukes him back. For you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things. Not only is there no other way for Jesus, the way of the cross is the way of his followers too. Carrying your cross is the action of someone on the way from their cell to the place of execution. In American prisons, inmates on death row chant, "Dead man walking," when one of their number makes that last journey. What life plans, hopes, and ambitions make any sense at all in that moment? This is such a tough, uncompromising image of faith. And yet, this is the call of Jesus. Take up your cross and follow me, says Jesus. To take up our cross is to surrender all our own attempts to use life, religion, and God for our own ends, needs, and purposes. To take up our cross is to turn from our own attempts to manage and control and secure our own lives. The instinct to do this runs very deep. We are engaging in activity that is powerless to save. We cannot save ourselves. To take up our cross is to turn to Christ and to surrender to the only gift of life that we can utterly trust and depend in, the life Jesus gives. Let's take a moment to reflect on these words as we listen to a song called Please Be My Strength by Gunga.
I've tried to stand my ground, I've tried to understand, but I can't seem to find my faith again. Like water on the sand, or grasping at the wind, I keep on falling short. So please be my strength. Please be my strength, 'cause I don't have any more. Sustain it. It's your love that's keeping me. Please be my strength. Please be my strength. I don't have any more. I don't have any more. That I can't say I fought the good fight of faith. I pray your glory shine in this doubting heart of mine, and all would know that you are my strength. You are my strength. You and you alone. You and you alone.
There is a story told of a man seen late one night searching for something under a street light. A passerby stops. "Did you lose something here?" "No, I lost it over there," replies the man, pointing into the darkness some distance away. "But the light is much better here." His folly is plain. He has lost something important and knows it. He's looking hard for it, but he's searching on his own terms, and while he does so, he has no hope of finding what is lost. "To take up our cross is to set our mind on divine things," says Jesus. So this all hinges on God and what he is about. All our hope is found here. The cross is forever the sign of a God who loves, saves, delivers, and raises life out of the darkness of what is dead and lost. Those who are willing to lose their life here will find it. Let's pause for a moment. Where do you connect with these thoughts? Let us pray. Lord, upon the cross, give us the grace and courage to take up our cross and follow you. That in losing our lives for your sake, we may be brought to new life and may become signs of your love and your salvation in the world. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, for by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Amen.